T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, about 100,000 people are expected in Grant Park over the next 4 days for Lollapalooza, the music fest, which opens today. The biggest event in the city since the start of the pandemic. And most of the attendees we talked to say they're just thinking about the music. WBBM's Brandon Eisen with the story.
Ticket holders first need to pass through a health screening entrance and supply proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. But thousands have already quickly made their way through the line. It was rare outside the festival to find anyone that had showed any hesitation in purchasing their passes.
As soon as I saw these come up this year, I bought two of them because I knew it was going to be fun.
And whether attending the full live music weekend.
We have 4 days.
Yeah, I do a 4 day.
Or just getting in 1 day.
We're just going 1 day, so we're trying to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
All say that they are feeling pretty good about the experience.
I think it's going to be pretty cool, pretty sick. First concert since COVID for me, so.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, Mayor Lightfoot and the city's top health administrators have said they believe the festival will not be a major COVID-19 spreader, mostly because it's outside. At an unrelated event today, the mayor also said the Chicago Police Department is getting a lot of help from other agencies to help keep the festival and its attendees safe.
It's not just CPD. We've got other federal and state and local resources that are on the ground.
He's also set up a unified command post for Lollapalooza to help coordinate any needed police activity in the area.
Now, the sign of rising coronavirus infections here, the latest data from the CDC. Classifying Cook, DuPage, McHenry, Will County as areas of substantial risk for COVID infections. Under new federal recommendations announced this week, the CDC recommends everyone wear masks indoors in those areas regardless of vaccination status. Kane and Lake counties in the Chicago area are still in the moderate risk category.
Curators at the St. Charles History Museum say the pandemic will be a significant part of its upcoming exhibit on the history of the suburb schools. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to them. He's live on the news line with a closer look.
Lisa, Lindsay Judd took over as executive director of the museum at the start of the pandemic, and she decided it was important to document how the pandemic affected schools, especially the students. So the museum is encouraging students to share their pandemic stories, which will be part of the exhibit.
They get to express their experience in whatever medium they want. So some students can make a little website. Some students can do a journal. And some can do a poster board.
Judd says the stories from students will help children and teens in the future deal with pandemics or other major events that disrupt their lives. The exhibit opens August 10th and runs through the end of the year. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
In just over a month, the eviction moratorium in Illinois is set to expire. 20,000 Chicago area households could be in trouble.
Eviction filings are expected to begin again on the 1st of August, but evictions, the actual removal of renters and their belongings, won't happen until the end of August. The North Shore-based organization Open Communities tries to help people facing homelessness throughout the area, and its CEO, Mary Ellen Ball, estimates that more than 20,000 Chicago-area households could be in danger of eviction.
You could easily say that's over 75,000 people. Most of those people are children that will be displaced from their schools, older adults that will be displaced from their communities and their doctors and their networks.
Ball says people facing eviction should reach out for help to their town or to a local not-for-profit like Open Communities. And she says, work with your landlord. Do not ignore his calls. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago Public Schools are dropping the MAP reading and math tests that have been used to measure achievement since 2013.
The MAP tests are being replaced on a voluntary basis by two new assessments, Skyline and STAR 360, which officials say will gauge student learning faster and more accurately. The Tribune reports the change raises questions about how schools might quantify the academic fallout from the pandemic, also how schools, teachers, and principals will be rated. All are works in progress, according to school officials. MAP tests are nationally normed and offer a snapshot of how Chicago students are performing compared to their peers and also measure growth during the school year. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Here in Chicago, the latest coronavirus numbers from the Department of Public Health show the city is just under the threshold where Mayor Lightfoot had suggested new restrictions were possible. The average daily number of new cases over the last 7 days is now 190. That's a 63% increase over the previous week. Federal data also shows that Cook, DuPage, McHenry, and Will counties all fall into the substantial risk category for COVID-19 infection. Under the government's new recommendations, people are advised to wear masks indoors in those areas, regardless of their vaccination status.
It's 3:33. The gates have been open for several hours at Grant Park, where Lollapalooza is underway. The first time in 2 years for this, coming during a time of increased violence in the city. And Mayor Lightfoot says police and others are taking extra steps to make sure the event is safe.
Mayor Lightfoot says there's a unified police command post for Lollapalooza, and because of concerns not only on the ground but from possible snipers, the authorities have been discussing and preparing for everything.
Looking at any soft spots along the perimeter, but also in the surrounding area, looking at the high rises, talking to the hotels. So the safety plan has been really rigorously scrubbed, reinforced, and we've drilled on it over and over leading up till today.
For people concerned about violence away from the festival, Mayor Lightfoot stresses that the city would never sacrifice security in the neighborhoods to protect downtown. Neighborhood patrols will not be lessened. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Most of the people going through the Lollapalooza gates today, the biggest concern appears to be catching their favorite acts and staying comfortable in today's heat and humidity. This woman says her Camelback-style water pack is essential for events like this.
I know they have fill stations in there. Definitely going to drink lots of water. Definitely not get too hot. You know, got to cool off sometimes, but take breaks, I guess.
People attending the festival must show they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or test negative at least 72 hours before they plan to attend.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.